The word mindfulness is everywhere today, and for good reason. In our frantic 24/7 world, managing stress is a necessity, and mindfulness helps you be both highly effective and at ease all day long. Audrey Walzer has given hundreds of people in the 805 science-based mindfulness tools to downregulate the stress response through her Learn Mindfulness Meditation courses. Register now for September classes in Westlake or in Camarillo and learn to stress less. Visit the mindfulness page at learnmindfulmeditationwithaudrey.com. That's learnmindfulmeditationwithaudrey.com. Have you ever thought about long-term care? MKN Financial Group provides long-term care planning and insurance that can be custom designed to cover expenses as you grow older. Long-term care can take place in the comfort of your own home, in adult daycare centers, and at assisted living or skilled facilities. With so many options to choose, Marcy Nunn can help you design a plan that is tailored for you. Call her today at 805-644-3535. That's 805-644-3535.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's Inspiration Station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. How are you doing, Jennifer?
I'm doing terrific. Thank you, Kim.
How are you doing, Tom?
Everything's great over here. Another beautiful weekend of very, very, very warm weather.
I know. I was driving over here, and of course, we've got the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer over at Ventura Harbor this morning. We're going to head over there right after this. I've got, and then of course, you're going to be in the other direction.
I know, and I'm headed over to the home remodeling show, which I'm so excited about.
That's like such your deal, you know?
It is. Oh, isn't it? And the food truck event all day today. I'm so excited.
There you go. Well, we have a lot of stuff that we're going to be talking about today. And of course, there's so many things that we want to share with you guys out there, all these great events that are happening. And if I could just find my paper right here. But first, we're going to start off with our show and who's going to be on. And of course, I do want to give out our phone number here at 805-419-0008. Today, we're going to be talking with Keith Rolug, and we're going to talk about what to do when you're new. Isn't that funny? I mean, it's like, you know, just how to be comfortable, confident, successful in a new situation.
Which this could be, I haven't read this book that much yet, but it could be any part of your life.
I know. I mean, you're moving into a new family, you're moving into a new,
job
or an organization.
Absolutely.
Or, you know, maybe you want to be a volunteer and you just kind of like, you know, you kind of feel like a little weird.
Especially as you get older, it's not harder, but you don't have as many opportunities to meet new people, so you kind of need to brush up on your skills.
There you go, yeah. And, of course, Cindy is going to be joining us, and I'm so excited, from Whole Foods of Oxnard.
Love that.
So we're going to talk a little bit about some of the events that they have there, and they've got a holistic wellness fair coming up, and so we're going to find out a little bit about that. But I'm not kidding. My husband and I kind of strolled through Whole Foods, and oh, my God. They have a bar in there.
They do wine tasting.
Yeah, they have a bar. They have, I mean, it's just the coolest store.
It is.
Just,
it's
there's
an
just
event.
Something.
It's not,
it
really
is an event.
For foodies especially, or if you're not a foodie, you can buy stuff already prepared. It's a great way to bring food into your home.
There you go. All right, Tom, you want to talk about all of our great giveaways?
Oh, the 6 a.m. is loaded. The early morning show, you're so happy and lucky you woke up. Pete's Breakfast House, Urbane Cafe, and Midtown Cafe. That's the food. We also have for October all the way through to the 31st, that is Halloween, Underwood Family Farms Fall Harvest Festival. Our family has been out to this. It's fun. You got to get out to Underwood Family Farms and you could win a family pack to go there. Plus, on October 11th, Simi Valley Dream Cuisine. That's happening from 11 to 5 o'clock at the St. Rose of Lima Church. And we will be out there with you celebrating that, because we have tickets, a whole lot of fun. That's our 6 a.m. prizes.
There you go. And you know what? Let's just wake everybody up and start your day in a positive way with Pete's Breakfast House. Call us right now, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. I want to make sure that you follow us on Facebook, on Twitter, and on Instagram. Also, our podcast. All you have to do is download our show, The Kim Pagano Show, on there, on iTunes, and our newsletter. I'm telling
absolutely,
you.
Absolutely.
We even had one of our listeners that she's like, well, I don't have an email, but can you? So we sent her one. We're sending you one.
Oh, that's awesome.
All right. But, you know, we want to just make sure, because it's really a list of everything that's happening right here in the 805, the brighter side of the 805. And again, like Tom talked about, oh my gosh, this weekend, head down to the Ventura Harbor, and we're going to do the walk for the breast cancer, making strides against breast cancer.
And it's such a great event, because you can sign up ahead of time and raise money for the to fight breast cancer, or you can just show up today and walk. And sometimes you just need that. You need to walk for somebody, sort of clear your head, think about the people that are suffering. And we encourage everybody to head out there and join us for that. And also, we will be at the Conejo Valley Home Remodeling and RV Show at the Hyatt Westlake Plaza.
Today and tomorrow. And then we will be over at the Dream Cuisine. I've been there a couple times.
That
this is so
awesome.
Much fun. And Sunday, October, tomorrow. And that's going to be starting at 5 o'clock. And let me tell you, it is going to be so much fun. We're going to find out a little bit more about it in our second hour of our show. But, oh my gosh, they've got lots of food, music, fun, and it's all about making a wish for Tri-County. So I'm so excited to be a part of that.
And that's a great – Dream Cuisine's really fun, because they were one of the start of that type of event.
Yes.
So they've been doing it for a while, so they know
they have
how
like
to do
80,
it.
80 entries in,
yeah.
You know. And so, yeah, I've been there a couple years ago, and I'm so excited to be a part of it again.
Yeah,
so
it's a great event.
We've actually got tickets for it, so I want to put our number out right now, and that's for tomorrow night, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. I want to get everybody excited also. Halloween is right around.
Ooh.
And we got the Dead Zone 805, and it's the Halloween haunt. And let me tell you, this is right here in Ventura, and we've got tickets for you. So stay with us all the way through to 8 o'clock, and then again from 2 to 3, because we're going to be giving lots of stuff away. And remember, write this phone number down, 805-419-0008. And for anybody that's just starting their day, waking up with us here on the Kim Pagano Show, I always want to say thank you for letting us into your life, in your world, in your home, in your car, wherever you are right now. And I hope that we bring you the brighter side of life in the 805. Let's bring our first guest on, Keith. And is it Keith Rolug? Is that correct?
That's right.
Oh, great. Well, so excited to have you here on the Kim Pagano Show, and to share your book, What to Do When You're New. I love that, because it's really sometimes kind of uncomfortable, you know? I mean, it's like, how do you kind of just click with people, or how do you kind of find your, you know, your spot in the group or in the business or in, you know?
It's a fine line. You don't want to be overpowering.
Boisterous,
you know,
yeah.
You got to find that happy medium.
Yeah, so anyways, I'm sure Keith's going to share with us. And again, our phone number here is 419-0008. We want to hear from all of our listeners out there. And of course, we love to take all of our calls. So definitely give us a call here at the Kim Pagano Show. Welcome, Keith. Tell us a little bit about yourself and introduce yourself confidently in a new situation.
Okay. I'll try my best here. It'd be really bad if I couldn't do that myself.
I know. Isn't that crazy?
Well, I've been, I'm a professor at a Babson College, which is a school just out of Boston, and I've been studying the newcomer experience for about 20 years or so. Interviewed lots of people, and most people, as you said, will find situations where they're nervous in new situations. It's sort of a common affliction to all of us. And the challenge is learning to kind of push past that, put yourself out there, meet new people, join new groups, because that's the only way that you're going to really take advantage of what life can bring to you.
I totally agree. And so why did you write your book? Was there ever a time that you were uncomfortable or that, you know, I mean, it's always funny when you kind of like to find out your journey.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, just to be honest, this is my first book and just one of my, you know, first few radio interviews. So I'm nervous right now.
Oh, come on. Come on.
Exactly.
So what can you do? Let's just start off with Amy. Yeah. What can you do to make a good first impression?
So is there a difference when if it's a business first impression or a social first impression?
Well, obviously the conversation may be different. Your objectives are different. But I think the important thing to realize is that oftentimes making a good first impression is not about impressing the other person with all your skills and accomplishments. It's often more about how you make that other person feel. So yes, it's important that you describe yourself to some degree, but to the extent that you can make the other person feel valued, respected, and heard, they're going to come away with a lot more positive impression. If you spend all your time regaling them with all your stories of your wonderful deeds, they'll just see you as arrogant and a braggart, more likely than come away with a good feeling.
It's funny because I tend to, and I even tell this to my kids, if you meet someone and you don't want to talk, because of course they don't, just ask them about themselves. And I even try to remember to do that as an adult, to ask other people questions about them rather than talk about myself.
You never ask me anything about me.
No, that is not true.
Well, no. And sometimes, if you know, going into these situations like parties and events, if you approach it more like and pretend you're more like a journalist, walking into that event rather than, you know, somebody who's worried about how you're going to perform and what you're going to say. You're right. By asking questions, you get people talking, you get the conversation started. Usually they'll reciprocate with a few questions of their own, and you're off and running and things go well.
There you go. I love it. If anybody's just waking up with us right now, I'm so glad that you are here and that you're choosing us, the Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim.
And I'm Jennifer.
And we're here with Tom. And, of course, we've got Keith Rolig on the phone with us. And it's his first interview. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, pretty close to first.
Okay, that's good. We're gonna make it a good one.
There we
go. You know, it's all about I tend to say it's about surrounding yourself with really good, positive people. Because if you ever walked into a cat fight or you've walked into where you don't feel comfortable with somebody and you get that feeling, that's where I kind of like, okay, you have to be comfortable in your own skin. They're not helping the situation, but I'm just going to kind of hold on to who I am.
Exactly. And I think the important thing to realize is that in our crowded world, for as frustrating as that can be, we always have options, you know, and if a crowd doesn't seem to be welcoming or someone seems to brush you off, it's important to realize we usually have many more options than our primitive brain wants us to believe.
So Keith, I have a question. How do you, when you first meet a group of people, you're introduced to them, but it's, you know, either you sense that they want to move on or you want to move on, how do you do that and avoid that awkward pause where nobody's talking?
Well, you know, I think, first of all, it's to come to accept the awkward pause. It's naturally going to happen, even in the best of conversations. And so don't see it as either a bad reflection on you or a sense of rejection by them. I think the other piece is to realize that, again, if it just doesn't go well, and sometimes it will, but most of the time it does, you know, these conversations do go pretty well. It's best just to first thank them for the conversation, show that you've heard and listened, and have understood what they say, and usually that's a moment where they can reciprocate and you can both go your merry ways. But accept the fact that every once in a while it'll be awkward, and just live with it and move on.
And I always say it's probably not about us.
I know, right? Exactly.
I just have to go there. It's probably not about us, you know, because, you know, a lot of times you never know what's going on in their life, you know, and maybe they're preoccupied or you try to, you know, say something and you don't get the exact response
you
want.
Or you say something and I was talking to somebody once about the Reagan Library, and I don't know how it came up, and I said, and they have free cake on his birthday. And I was like, that was the lamest thing I have ever said in my life.
Oh, God.
But, you know, like, and you keep replaying it in your head. You're just like, go away.
And then you're like, did everybody look at me weird? Did they?
Totally.
Right? You know? But, you know, it's funny. It's like all those little networking groups that everybody goes to, and you have to come up and say your, you know, your 30-second minute commercial about yourself. Those kill me, you know?
Right.
And so to me, that's kind of that awkwardness, you know, of just saying, I'm kind of a little nervous right now, but I just want to meet everybody. I'm excited to see who everybody is. If you make it more about everybody else and not about yourself, I think you're a winner.
Yeah, I had one person tell me that when they go into like parties and new situations, they focus on making other people feel comfortable, because that takes their mind away from how uncomfortable they're.
Oh, what a great idea. Yeah. You know what? I'm taking this mindfulness class, and I just wanted to give a shout out to Audrey over at Camry Yoga. And I am telling you, oh my God, it's helping me in so many ways, because I'm like got a lot of things going on in my mind, but I try to give my undivided attention now. And the worst thing, I remember my dad's wife, she would talk to me, and it would be like she'd be engulfed in my whole life right there. And then I'm like, okay, hurry up. You know
right.
what I mean? I was like, just tell me what you want to say. And she'd like, okay, obviously you're not interested in this. And, you know, and I was like, oh, how rude of me to think that way. So now I'm like, okay, this is her. I'm giving her some airtime
exactly.
right now. And that was one of the exercises in this moment, in this mindfulness class. Is the person next to me, never seen her, don't know her, you know, and I had to talk for like 5 minutes. 5 minutes is a long, I talk on
That's
the radio
a long time.
All the time, but talk 5 minutes and she cannot answer me. She cannot even make a facial of, you know, and because really what we're looking for is kind of like confirmation. You know,
oh, absolutely.
That what I'm talking about is interesting or what. So I just talked and talked and talked and talked, and I'm like, okay. And then it was her turn to talk. And I was sitting there listening going, this is really difficult. I must not do this as much. I mean, I feel like I'm better because we do have
so
conversation.
So you had to just listen to her.
Yeah, give them some airtime. And I think if we take that into this conversation, what we're talking about of what to do when you're new and how to be comfortable, confident, and successful in a new situation. If you give other people airtime, you just kind of...
Well, it's funny. I try to tell that to my kids. I always say, ask someone else the question, and they'll talk forever, and you won't have to say a word.
Yeah.
But even for myself, I don't think I follow, because I always fall back on, I'll kind of make jokes of myself. And I'm always like, that's like my fallback. If a conversation's going poorly, that's how I'll sort of try
well, you
to
kind
save
of keep
it.
Humor.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
So,
exactly.
But I don't think you're short of words or,
no,
you know.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah,
no.
Exactly.
But, you know, so Keith, what I want to ask you is, what are we going to find in your book? What are some of the strategies of different questions? Because I really think, you know, doing the radio for as long as I have now, Tom, you can probably vouch for this too, is there's not anybody that I don't think I could talk to. Do you agree?
I agree.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah. And you could ask them any question, and, you know, you could just Google something about them, and I could have a whole conversation with them about, you know, whatever it is that they're doing. But then if they want to ask me a question, I would rather talk about them. Right?
Exactly.
Tom, do you kind of feel the same way?
Yes, exactly. Precisely.
Yeah, because we're into interviewing, into talking to other people.
Well, and I love to hear about somebody else.
I love other people's journey.
So, but then you're kind of like, ooh, but I don't want people to realize I have such a great memory, because then that could be kind of creepy too. You know, when they tell you something about themselves.
Well, as a hair therapist, when they come in, I remember, I'm like, so how was that wedding that you went to last month? And it's good to remember them,
absolutely.
You know, remember things. So what are some of the great questions that we should be asking and to really create and maintain strong relationships?
Well, I think when you find yourself in new situations, what I've found through my research is that there's really five things that tend to cause us the reluctance and cause us to avoid new situations, and that's the stress of introducing yourself to strangers, the challenge of remembering their name once you've met them, getting comfortable asking questions of people you don't know, so you just mentioned that, learning how to start relationships, how do you take it past that initial introduction, and then finally, how do you get comfortable performing new things that you've just learned in front of people you don't know? So the book is about helping you understand why are we hardwired and learn at a young age to be anxious in new situations. And then how can we get better through mindfulness, as you pointed out?
Wow.
How can we get better through mindful practice at these basic skills? And the reality is, I think, as you sort of mentioned, you can get better at this. You know, if you ask questions, eventually you learn how to do this better. So to the extent that people can practice these fundamental skills and get better, they will easily come into new situations with a lot more confidence.
I love it. Keith, when you're at, say, a business networking, you know, it's funny. I have one girlfriend. She is the queen. I am telling you, she can walk and make sure she meets every single person, and they always remember her. And so I was like, I always look at people and see how they do things so I could learn from them, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and so she'll go up and, you know, and she'll say her name and, hi, so what brings you here today? Or, you know, what kind of business are you in? Or who are you here for? And those are just really good intro questions. Is there anything else that you could add to that?
Well, I mean, you can either use, as you know, the therapist line of tell me more, which sometimes can keep the conversation going.
Ah.
And the other one is you use the journalist trick of who, what, when, why, and how.
Right.
So as you're having that conversation, sometimes cycling through that can get you the where are you from, you know, what are your interests, or whatever it is that seems appropriate at the moment to continue that conversation.
Now, I have a question, Keith. This is a sort of not for if I'm in a situation where I meet a new person and I don't have a full-time job, I always feel like there's a little lull in what to ask me about. And about your kids. But I always feel like it's so boring.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, the what do you do question is sort of loaded, and it can be challenging for folks. I think the important part to realize is be yourself and be who you are. And usually, if you are yourself and you bring that authentic self into those conversations, people will respond positively in most situations.
And, you know, and Keith, I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Keith, you know, we need to take a really quick break. Could you stay with us?
Sure.
Okay, great. We're going to do some giveaways right now. And what should we give? How about Urbane Cafe? I'm telling you,
yum.
Oh my God, I've been having their salads.
Terrific.
I got to talk to you guys about something because I have a whole new awareness of something about weight. And I am like, I got some Urbane Cafe gift certificates. Call us right now, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Biodental Healing is not your ordinary dental office. We believe in a different approach to dentistry. Holistic Dentistry. Holistic Dentistry aims to help you enhance the overall health of your mind, body, and spirit through the power of alternative dental care. Experience our VIP touch, including removal of dangerous mercury fillings with extreme safe, protective protocols. We even match your body with the ideal filling materials personalized for you. Located just off the 101 in Newberry Park, schedule an appointment today with Dr. David Villarreal. Call 805-375-2233. That's 805-375-2233. MJ Holt is the owner of Thermal Imaging of SoCal, where she assists people who want to know what's happening in their body right now. Approved by the FDA in 1982, DITI is an unsurpassed, safe, non-invasive screening technique that detects the sympathetic nervous system that reacts and responds to pain, pathology, injury, or dysfunction anywhere in the body that may go undetected with X-ray and other tools. Thermal Imaging of SoCal is located in Agoura Hills, here to serve by appointment. Call Thermal Imaging of SoCal when you are ready, 310-463-2318, or visit www.tiofsc.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here, waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way. I want to remind you of all the events that we're going to be being at this weekend today.
Absolutely.
Right now. In fact, we're going to be leaving here shortly.
As soon as Kim walks out of here, she's going to head on over to Strides Against Breast Cancer event going on here in Ventura. It starts at 9 a.m. So join her out there for a walk. And I will be at the Caneo Valley Home Remodeling and RV Show at the Hyatt Westlake Plaza. Come out, see what's going on, and check out all the new things that you can do for your home. And there's also a food truck event.
I know. It's on your day.
I'm like,
I'll be over there. there afterwards. I'll be there in time for lunch, I think.
I'll be there from 10 to 6 p.m. tonight. So stop by, check us out, say hi. Make sure if you put any pictures on Instagram to hashtag the Kim Pagano Show so we can keep in touch with you and you can see what we've got going on.
There you go. And Cindy just walked in and we're going to be talking about the Whole Foods. I was just saying before you got here, oh my God, my husband and I went over there and we were just walking around and just kind of tasting. There was some amazing cheese over there. That was before I ended up knowing my BMI. I'm telling you, that's what I'm going to be talking about. Oh my God, I did an interview the other day with this doctor that does the surgeries that like almost, it's a new procedure.
The BMI it can be scary. The number can be very scary when they
scary. Okay, they said that if you're not obese, okay, it has to be under 25. Tom, what's yours?
Oh, mine's like 29.
See,
yeah, I'm way over.
No, that's not way over.
No, for a boy, I'm heavy.
I will say though, I've done the BMI thing as well, and if you carry your weight in your middle,
that's the worst.
That's where the BMI can go really high, and that it's kind of a. It's not right, but I mean, it's not good. But also, when you carry your weight right there, it automatically is going to be bigger.
Yeah, bigger. Yeah, I don't like that.
Or higher.
Cindy, you want to join the conversation?
Well, fortunately, I have a low BMI I have a tiny waist.
See, that's what I'm saying. So you might not really be as unhealthy as your
body. I want a tiny waist.
Well, but here's why. Because it's changing. My body is changing. But as you get more, if you carry your weight in your middle, because I've studied all this because I teach those classes.
Oh, good.
If you carry your weight in the middle, it affects all your organs.
Oh, and see, so that's why it's I'm not heavy anywhere but right here.
Right, and so that's why your BMI
would decline. It's the worst place to carry your weight, but also I think there's other things to look at than just the number. Wouldn't you agree if you carry your weight in your stomach?
It's a combination of all kinds of stuff.
Keith? We're talking about weight over here. I kind of got a little.
Should we not ask people their BMI when we first meet them?
Yeah, is that a definite no? I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning back in with us. We're talking with Keith Rolig, and we're talking about what to do when you're new. Obviously, it's not about talking about their weight. Keith, are you there?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And, not a good leading question.
I know.
I think my BMI is 29, so hey, we're in solidarity there.
Oh, there you go.
You're good. That's where I'm going. I'm not even looking at my weight anymore because my weight's not bad. It's my BMI is high. And Tom, you wanted to say something.
Yeah, I don't look at that either. They say it's awful. Yeah, I'm. Apparently, I'm quite large.
Well,
this is what I've been
told.
That's
the thing.
So
they call it obese. Obese. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's funny because my dad was taking some tests and he's like, he had to lose like 10 pounds and it was like, obese? I'm sorry. Anyways, Keith, tell us, okay, what are the roots of reluctance and how can we really beat them?
Sure. You know, the reality is that for most of human history, meeting strangers was a pretty rare and often stressful thing because we lived in small little groups of people, and if you met a stranger, it usually meant that they were either encroaching on your territory or you were encroaching on theirs. So there was a real survival advantage to be very cautious in new situations. The problem is we bring that primitive brain into a modern world where we meet more strangers and interact with people in new situations every day commuting to and from work than the average human for most of human history met their entire life. So it's not surprising that we get nervous in new situations. The other challenge is we often are taught from a young age. I mean, for the first 18 years of our life, we're told don't talk to strangers. And
that actually makes a lot of sense. Yeah, so we probably are a little reluctant.
Well, my kids go to school with they don't have an opportunity to mix up the classrooms and all that kind of stuff. So I love when they play sports with people they don't know because I feel like it's a learned skill to learn how to meet new people and fit in and be comfortable.
Exactly. I mean, I think to the extent that people realize that, and also the fact that we're never taught these kinds of skills. I mean, we sort of assume that we pick them up throughout our life, and oftentimes we get to adulthood, people just assume we're already good at this. But for most of us, you know, these are skills that we haven't either practiced a lot or reflected on enough to sort of figure out how we can get better at it.
Well, I'm very shy. I know this would be shocking, but when I was young, I was very shy. And I learned that I liked to be there in the beginning. So it kind of grew around me, lots of people and people I didn't know, so that I didn't walk into a large group of not knowing people.
And that's interesting. I felt like I was really shy, too. And Tom, you said you were really shy, right?
I didn't say a word till I was 21.
Yeah.
I was very, very shy.
Yeah. I was outgoing, but I didn't say a lot.
Absolutely.
How do you do that? I don't know, but I did do that, I was like president of the school and I always ran for everything and all that, and I had a lot of friends, but I didn't say a lot. I don't know what I did.
I always say caller ID would never have been my friend.
Oh, I love it. So Keith, where do we find your book? And leave us with a couple of really great tips that if we're looking to really broaden our horizon and really meet some new friends and kind of, I love what other people bring to your life, and it's interesting. I was reading something on Facebook and it says, the people in your life, if they weren't there, how would your life be different? And I love that because I love what people bring. So can you leave us with a couple tips and then let us know where to get your book?
Sure. One important thing to realize is we often project all kinds of stuff onto the other person. They don't want to talk to us. We're not going to be interesting. They're not going to be interested in us. But when I've interviewed people and flipped it around and say, if someone approaches you, how do you feel about it? And most people say, oh, fine. I'm great. I love that. So I often tell people, if you find yourself reluctant, put yourself in the other person's shoes. Ask yourself, if you were in their position, would you be open to be approached? And if you feel you're normal, assume they're normal too and just go for it. In terms of where to get the book is available in all of the Barnes & Noble stores around the country and independent booksellers, and you can find it on Amazon and Barnes & Noble in ebook, paperback, and audiobook version.
That is awesome. I would love you to send me an audio so I could put it on my iPad and be able to get through this. What a great book. What to do when you're new. Keith Rolick, How to Be Comfortable, Confident, and Successful in a New Situation. Keith, congratulations to you on your first book.
Oh, thanks much.
And, very exciting.
Again, honored to be on your show today.
Yeah, you did an awesome job, I have to say.
Well, each time I hopefully get a little better at this.
There you go.
Great first impression.
Yeah, like our show so I can share you.
Okay.
All right. Talk to you soon.
All right.
Cindy is here from
Yay.
Whole Foods. And I was telling everybody, oh, my God, Whole Foods in Oxnard at the Collection. If you haven't been out there, let me just tell you. My husband and I were like, there's a bar here. I'm like, honey, I've been trying to tell you. But I actually dragged him in. And I'm like, and then he's looking at the man. I'm like, they cook it for you.
Absolutely.
I mean, and we could go and walk the Collection and then come back and have our dinner ready, So there's so many things. I'm so excited for you to be here. I love when you come in.
Aw, thank
I know
you.
That you've got the Holistic Wellness Fair coming
yes,
up.
Yes.
So we're
going to
find out a little
that.
Bit
okay.
about that. I want to tell everybody about some more events that are coming up. And
we have the Ojai Studio Artist Tour is coming up. That's going to be October 10th, 11th, and 12th
today,
this weekend.
Yeah, again.
Today.
I know. Everything's this weekend.
Everything's
I don't know
weekend.
What happened.
It's,
yeah.
It's a great – they have amazing artists out there. Definitely check them out. Ojai is such a great town. You have time to get up there today, so go check that out. And then on October 28th is Fork It Over. The Girl Scouts will be turning all of their cookies into savory treats as well as desserts. You don't want to miss that. That's
I'm
going to
really be the MC out there.
Yes.
And let me tell you, it's going to be really cool.
And all the proceeds go to a great cause.
Yeah.
They're going to be redoing the Girl Scouts camp Camp Arnez, which a lot of people attend up in Ojai. So definitely call us, try to win tickets, or go online and try to get those yourselves. That'll be a really fun event.
There you go. Also, I do want to tell everybody about Underwood Family Farms. Fall Harvest Festival is coming up, and it's all the way till Halloween. That is so much fun, and I've got a ticket, a family ticket.
Ooh, I remember one year I took my boys there, and I made them wear cable knit sweaters that were, so heavy, and weather was really hot. Best pictures ever, but they almost fainted from heat stroke.
Oh, God. I love it. Anyways, again, it's going to be their 18th annual Fall Festival, and it's here right now. You can take all your kids, your grandchildren, your family. It's just a really fun,
so
cool
fun.
Idea. And we've got tickets for you. So call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Cindy from Whole Foods, and we're going to be talking about the Holistic Wellness Fair. We'll be right back.
When it comes to traditions, Somas Nut House comes to mind. Nuts, candies, trail mix, dried fruit, and gift baskets are affordable for all your needs. Also perfect for your corporate clients. Available online and can be shipped anywhere in the U.S. at www.somasnuthouse.com. Somas Nut House is a landmark in Ventura County and was founded by Stephen Resnick and his parents. Grandma Resnick is now 100 years young, and she continues to provide input to grandchildren, Rebecca and Jeremy, as they carry on this family tradition at Somas Nut House, located at 4475 Los Angeles Avenue, right off the 118 in Somas. Call Somas Nut House at 1-800-266-NUTS. That's 1-800-266-NUTS. That's right. Everyone needs nuts in their life. Mission Oaks Cafe is a favorite destination for all Camarillo natives. Every plate is made with the highest of quality, using fresh ingredients from local farms, enriching your dining experience. Reserve a spot at one of their elegant wine pairing nights, where Chef Joseph Sharp is able to show off his talents of fine cuisine in a four-course meal paired with four fantastic wines from a local winery. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, and for breakfast through dinner on Friday, Saturday, and Sundays. Full bar open later. Call 805-482-1022 to make a reservation. That's 805-482-1022. Visit them online at www.missionoakscafe.com for their full menu and upcoming events.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here, waking up with us. And of course, we have Cindy from Whole Foods over at the Collection. If you're over there, stop in and say hi and tell them that you learned it from the Kim Pagano Show. I do want to remind you of our 7 o'clock show right here, right after this. We've got Gina Peters coming in. It's going to be talking about Center for Special Needs Bridging for the Gap of Hope Gala, and I am a part of that. I'm so excited to be a part of that. It's just all these organizations. You're going to find out how she started it and why she started it and on what difference that she's making in this life. Also, Cliff Wirtz is going to be coming in talking about Simi Valley Dream Cuisine. That is tomorrow, and that is tomorrow night at 5 o'clock. And it's their 6th annual Simi Valley Dream Cuisine, and that's over off of Royal.
I believe it's on Royal, yeah. At St. Rose Church.
There you go. Thank you.
I'm a wealth of information.
Oh, brother. Anyways, but we've got a lot of stuff here, and I'd love to give out a pair of tickets to go to that for tomorrow night. So call in right now, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Welcome, Cindy, and thank you so much for being here.
Good morning.
How's everything going?
It's going fabulous. Yeah. You know, so many things are always happening at my store, you know.
I know. What a great center.
Yeah. Collection's amazing.
Oh, my God. It's just like a buzz over there.
It is. Always. So I love that. I love aesthetically that I have relatives in Texas, and they've had those kind of shopping centers for a while because there's so much land in Texas. But I love that drive up, and you kind of think you're like in an old town.
Yep.
I love that.
And it's going to be great during the holidays. If you've ever been
so
there during
excited.
Christmas.
I can't
so much fun.
Wait. Yeah. Isn't it the wine walk and all?
The wine walk, I think. Well, you know, there's so many events.
I know.
I can't even keep them.
If you don't attend the events, just the to go there shopping because it's so festive with the lights and
I love
decorated
that.
For the holidays. That's my favorite
and
part.
And they just keep getting better and better stores. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd be like.
But Whole Foods is the best.
It is.
Whole Foods is you can go to the Container Store and then walk over to Whole Foods, get lunch, sit down, and think about what you bought at the Container Store.
November 16th, they're opening.
I know.
Oh, you know that. Okay.
My husband's even excited about that. That's scary. You know why? because of our boat. He wants everything all nice and organized. I've always been the one, you know.
Oh, that's funny.
Anyway, so tell us what's going on.
Okay, so the biggest thing that we're talking about, we were calling it the Holistic Wellness Fair. They kind of renamed it.
Okay.
It's Autumn Healing Fair.
Same
stuff, but it's going to be, we're partnering with the wellness, holistic wellness person, and her name is Stephanie Button.
She's been on my show before.
Oh, yeah, she's awesome. So we're partnering with her. This was her idea. She came to me and presented it and said, we'd love to use Whole Foods as the location.
Do you know how much weight that lady's lost?
No, I don't.
Oh, my God. She's been on our show, and let me tell you, a lot. She looks great.
She looks awesome.
And
I didn't know
she
was ever
heavy.
And that's
why she learned how to do this and how to take care of herself.
Oh, that's
and
awesome.
Her smile is like dynamic, you know?
It's she's
like,
always smiling.
She's happy, happy. So
that's our big thing, and that's going to be on Saturday the 24th.
Okay.
And we're going to have 20 different, at least 20, probably more than that. There's going to be aerial yoga, transcendental meditation, all different kinds of practitioners. There's going to be healthy food, fermentation. There's going to be a panel discussion. You know, so many things. It's from 11 to 4. Everything is in Whole Foods.
It's in the store.
It's in the store and outside the store.
Okay.
So it's like in front the door, the entrance to our produce. There's going to be some stuff out there. There'll be set up booths and tents. On the side will be the aerial yoga. Inside will be, different practitioners, healers, the panel discussion. There'll be music in Bar Rincon.
Nice.
So it's just going to be a fun day. So, again, 11 to 4, Saturday, October 24th.
Okay.
And so you don't want to miss that. And it's free, you know. And then so you can. We hope you eat with us and then hang out. And
my God, the food over there are just
amazing. Yeah. I love to go to Whole Foods and buy my lunch and then sit out on the tables and bring like a magazine or a book and enjoy lunch
It's like investing in yourself.
Exactly.
I know.
It's,
no, it really is. Yeah, it really is. I love that concept.
Moment,
So what else is, so that's going to be
the holidays.
Yeah.
What are you guys doing for the holidays?
Well, first I want to talk about Kids Club.
Okay.
Because that's coming up on the 14th. So this coming Wednesday, we're going to do at 11 a.m. in the morning. And it is something you need to RSVP. Call me in advance.
There you go.
We're going to be decorating pumpkins.
That's fun.
It's for kids from
adults can't come.
Well, they can come, but I will only have pumpkins for the kids.
Okay.
They can buy their pumpkin and bring it, but I'm going to give the little ones their own pumpkin.
And there is a pumpkin shortage.
A pumpkin shortage.
Yes.
Is there really?
Have you not heard?
Oh my gosh, this has been talk of the week, is the pumpkin shortage.
Yeah.
Because of our weather?
And the rains
and the
water.
Illinois.
Yeah, it's the rains that we not
that
here,
we didn't
obviously.
Get. Yeah.
You know, they took all the rains. But anyway, so so they need to, they can call the store 805-751-4300 and ask to talk to Cindy, and then I will get them on the list to RSVP. And
that's
this Wednesday.
Okay, that's
perfect. And then in 2 weeks, on the 28th, I will do another one. We're going to have a costume contest where the kids can all dress up, and then we're going to take a little parade through the collection and let the kids show off their costumes.
Super fun.
So, and this is really good for kids that are either not in school yet or the homeschool kids. You know, I have a large group of homeschool kids that come.
I homeschooled two of my kids, and I get that. We were looking for, any kind of outings, to go do something.
Yeah. That would also be fun if you're a new mom and to decorate your stroller, per se, to meet other moms.
Oh, maybe I'll have my daughter bring her twins.
We have a River Park moms group that comes. They're regulars there. So, but I do need you to RSVP for the pumpkin decorating. We won't be carving, just decorating, because I want to make sure I have enough pumpkins and space. So.
Okay. I didn't know you were so creative.
Well, I have 30 early childhood education units. I love working with
kids.
I was going to do
that. She's like she's got all this.
Everything.
Well, I'm old. No.
No. So, okay.
And then the holidays.
Yes.
We're going to be decorating the store right after Halloween. We're going to be putting up all of our holiday decorations. Our holiday table opens the first weekend in November, where people can order in advance their turkeys, their special orders, all their meals. That you can also, we're really encouraging people to go online and order this year, because it just makes it so easy. You can, have a glass of wine, while you order.
Absolutely.
And it's on WholeFoodsMarket.com, and it will be the first thing you see.
Cindy, talk about the difference between Whole Foods turkey. I think that's something to talk about. Yeah.
And yes, it is. And because our meats are amazing. All of them are, the lamb, beef, the buffalo, but our chickens, all of our poultry comes from Mary's Farm, which is our Pittman Farms, Mary's Chicken. And it is outside of Fresno, so it's considered a local organization. Absolutely no antibiotics. They've all been GMO free. So everything you get, any poultry you get from us is GMO free.
Their grains are huge.
And the chickens that we have, not the turkeys, but the chickens are all air-cooled, air-chilled, so they've never been put in water. They're never pumped up. They don't have anything injected under the skin to make them plumper, so you're not going to lose weight. Your weight after you cook is going to be pretty close to the weight you purchase.
Oh, I thought you were saying you can't lose. I'm like, wait, what? You meaning the chickens can't lose weight, right?
I love it. You know, if you buy a 15-pound turkey, you're probably going to end up with, you know, pretty close to that. So there's not a lot, because some of the other...
They shrink up to nothing. I
guess.
Because
they put water in them. They inject them with either like oils or butter or water. And and then there's antibiotics, and they're raised on farms that aren't very pretty. And you can go to this Pittman Farm, and it's beautiful. And this family, it's one family.
Where is
that
it
just,
located?
Right, it's in Sanger, S-A-N-G-E-R, right outside of Fresno. You can take tours there. And it's and this family is so adorable.
Wow.
And Mary is the mom. And then there's the dad. And then there's, I think there's two or three boys and their wives and their kids. And they're all there, and it's just
and
it's,
they supply all of the Whole Foods.
No, just Southern Pacific region.
Foods,
they try to get somebody local to do that, so that it, you know,
that's great.
I love it. Support the local,
And then, you know, it hasn't been on a truck, and they're all, you know, there's the GAP program, which is a global animal protection, and that is a rating system for the meat, and it's all rated 1 through 5, and the Marys are all 3 or above. The heritage turkeys, which a lot of people love, they're a little more gamey than the others, but they kind of taste like maybe turkeys that we had back in the 60s, and they are a level 5, a grade 5. So it's, you know, and we've got all that information online that you can find.
A lot of them, are they all grass-fed? Is that something that is required to be?
No, not the chickens.
Not the turkeys.
But the beef. It's not all grass-fed. You have to look, but there is grass-fed. Hearst Ranch is grass-fed. You can get it. So it will be labeled as such.
So what's your thought on as far as grass-fed as opposed to, do you have any?
Well, I hear tell that the grass-fed is tastier. I don't eat meat. So I can't say
sure. Yeah, for you're a vegetarian.
But I was in line. I was serving hamburgers, and they were grass-fed at this event. And the people were going, oh, my God, I've never had a hamburger that tasted like this. So...
Obviously, they must
be really good. I think it's more flavorful.
Yes, definitely worth it.
It's definitely worth it.
If you know, and if you're going to eat meat, that's not the place to bargain. Bargain on other stuff, but you need.
I totally agree. All the stuff you don't eat. it's like, you know, although you're like your soap and stuff like that. Although I, after my little rash that I've been fighting off, I had to like switch everything out. But
my new favorite saying is, instead of asking why is Whole Food. Not Whole Foods, but Whole Foods so expensive, we should ask why is processed food so cheap?
Oh, I like that. Cindy, stay with us because we're going to take a really quick break. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I do want to remind you that we are here till 8 o'clock. And if you are just tuning up in with us and waking up with us, we're so glad. I'm Kim.
And I'm Jennifer.
And Tom's here and Cindy's here. And we're talking about the brighter side of the 805. And it's The Kim Pagano Show. I've got some tickets to the Dead Zone. And that's the Dead Zone 805. And call us right now, 805-419-0008, 419-0008, and stay with us. We'll be right back.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses, or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs. Surfaces USA is your natural stone and tile superstore. Come browse the largest selection of natural stone, glass, porcelain, ceramic, and composite tile and slabs. Choose your kitchen or bath countertops from our rich selection of unique and exotic granite, marble, and onyx slabs. Ask about our installation project management and free design consultation services. Call us today and mention the Kim Pagano Show and get 10% off your order. 805-604-1568. That's 805-604-1568. Or visit us online at surfacesusa.com. Conveniently located at 380 South Lombard Street in Oxnard. Surfaces USA. We'll help you make your dream home a reality.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show. Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for being here. I do want to remind you, we are here for another hour. And if you're just waking up and starting with us, we've been here for a while.
That's right. We've been here for a while. For us.
But it's all good because you can download our podcast and listen to our shows all there on all your phones, your smartphones, or also go to our website at kimpaganoshow.com. Also, I hope that you're going to come out and see me out at the Ventura Harbor this morning. I'm going to be there. Registration starts at 8:30, and then the walk starts at 9. And, of course, Jennifer is going to be in Thousand Oaks.
I was going to say, actually, come see me at the Hyatt Westlake today for the home show and the food truck festival. It's going to be a lot of fun, and especially if you're looking to do anything to your house, we're going to get some great ideas, see what's going on in the home remodeling
circuit. I know,
that's
so
much
fun.
I'm really excited.
It's kind of like that time, and in fact, I want to give a shout out to Surfaces USA.
They are amazing. I'm redoing my bathroom, and I've been out there several times to look at stone and tile. It's overwhelming.
I know, but they can help you, and
but
it's all right there.
They have designers that can do it, so they're great. So definitely check them out.
There you go. All right, I do want to do a little shout-out. Take a Punch Out of Domestic Violence, and Maureen Shia is going to be doing that on Thursday, October 15th, 6 to 8. That's at the TRC Conference Center, and they've got the VIP reception, and definitely you want to do that. Doors open at 6:30, and definitely be a part of that, the changing time. They were on our show last week. Also, we have the Rotary Club of Thousand Oaks Street Fair, and we are a part of that. That is going to be Sunday, October 18th, and that's 9 to 4. I'm telling you, oh my God, there's like over 370 vendors. Easy parking, kid zone, it's all free, and oh my God, benefiting 70 charitables.
Oh my God.
I know.
Amazing.
It's just got.
It's an unbelievable.
I know. It happens every year. I'm so excited to be a part of it this year. Also, Rotary Club of Ojai's 15th annual Taste of Ojai, and that is Sunday, October 25th. And I'm so excited. We've got tickets, and I'd love to give somebody a pair right now. Call in at 805-419-0008. 419-0008. All right, Cindy, talk to us.
I'm still here.
I know. I'm so excited. So what else is going on over there?
Okay, well, let's see. We've talked about holidays. We've talked about the healing, the autumn healing fair. So I think you mentioned you brought your husband, and he liked the bar. So
yes.
We have Bar Rincon.
Yes.
And we still have lots of stuff happening in there.
There you go.
Every day there's some sort of special thing going on. Of course, we have the sports thing. So we always have, three big screens. So you can always come watch the games. It's really a cool little place. It's more like a neighborhood, like a Cheers, as versus,
that.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yard House is awesome. Lazy Dog is awesome. But if you want to come in, there's, and our serving people are amazing. The people that hang out there are so much fun.
Yeah. No, everybody in there, it was just, you could just feel the vibe. I love that.
Yeah.
What I was doing in there is, you always give such amazing baskets, okay? And I'm like, I was snooping through the baskets before our winners picked them up. And there was all these great products and sponges and all that. So I was like looking for all those kind of things in there. And oh my God, you guys had the best. And so that's kind of what I was looking, and
I really like, I've asked some people that work there sometimes when I've been in there, my mom, like kind of diabetic, but not really. So I said, like, she loves this. What's an alternative? Something healthy that's not going to, the sugars and everything. And they always have the greatest ideas. This one gentleman said, oh, ice cream? buy this. This is the best ice cream you'll ever
have.
What
is it?
It was a peanut butter and chocolate ice cream. And my mom loves 31 flavors. And he said, I brought this to my mom, and she argued with me as to whether or not it was good for her. He goes, it's written on the container. It was healthy. It was a low sugar ice cream.
Yeah,
and I love that all of the people that work at Whole Foods, they know the merchandise.
They know everything.
They know everything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I love the fish. I always say that I love the fish counter because my one son loves fish, and you can buy one piece and it's already seasoned, and then you can just take it home. You don't have to do
grill
everything.
Put it on and
exactly.
Done, right?
Yeah. Yeah. No, so. It's good. I was just at Casa Pacifica yesterday. Or no, when was that? Last week? I don't know. Whenever
right, yeah.
it was. Yeah.
Last week, yeah.
And we did a check presentation because they were one of our 5% day groups. There was 29 board members. Oh, my gosh. So I had to talk in front of these 29 people. But I was leaving, and one of the gentlemen raised his hand. He goes, I want you to tell your store team leader. He goes, every time I go in there, I get the best customer service.
I'm serious, yeah.
He goes, everybody's polite. They know what they're doing.
They like working
they
there.
They enjoy being there.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah,
Cindy, you have so much wealth of knowledge, and you were talking about the BMI when we first mm-hmm. started. Can you talk to us a little bit about, is that kind of your background, or tell us a little bit about your background?
Well, I started out as an aerobics instructor, and it was back before aerobics were even popular. And when I decided, because I was a dancer, and then I decided that I was going to do this, and I had my own dance company, but I also wanted to combine that with healthy eating. I was pretty much always a healthy eater. My father and my mom, we had pretty good meals. And so I did some research. I went to an immersion. I learned all about the plant-based lifestyle, which is ultimately probably the healthiest lifestyle. It's, you know, sometimes it's a lot of different food than we're used to. You know, it's vegan. It is no oil if you go strictly, and you can straighten up your BMI. My cholesterol dropped 100 points in 6 weeks.
And what did you do?
Kim, that was funny.
I know. Said you changed just the oil?
No, I went
just
vegan.
Oh, just all vegan. Okay,
vegan.
So yeah.
So fruits and veggies.
Okay.
No meat.
Okay.
Lots of beans.
Okay.
Lots of lentils. Whole grains. If I had to eat grains, I ate whole grains. And no dairy. But there's so many good dairy alternatives now. And then as little oil or processed food as possible.
Cindy, always amazing to be on here again. You know what? Cindy brought in some gift certificates, $25 gift certificates to Whole Foods. Call in right now. Cindy, thank you so much. If you haven't been there, check out Whole Foods of the Collection, Oxnard. I'm telling you, it's an experience. Of course, we're going to be here for a whole nother hour, but of course, we want to end this hour with a moment of happiness. Forget what hurt you, but never forget what it taught you. With that, you're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We'll be right back.